Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hey guys, this is Jim Crate from Creative Play and Podcast Network, and I'd just like to say thank you for those that are supporting us on Patreon. And if you're not on Patreon, go ahead and check us out. We're just now starting to load even more things for our patrons only. So if you want to hear some of our behind-the-scenes stuff, as well as some of the interviews we've done, check us out at patreon.com/CPPN. And thank you guys for helping us make Season 1. We're getting ready to show Season 2. As we begin, we open up with Gundren, many years older than we know him from the adventure, sitting around a hearth in a large oaken chair, surrounded by a dozen dwarf children, boys and girls alike of various ages.
Uncle Gundren, tell us the rest of the story of the Unlikely Fellowship.
Aye, you wish to know on how the Unlikely Fellowship dwelt with the spider who used to reside here in Wave Echo Cave. Very well. I'll finish the story, but I'll have to make the last part a little brief. Aye, children, gather around Gundren, and I'll finish telling you the tale of the heroes that saved Wave Echo Cave, the Unlikely Fellowship. As you heard in my earlier stories, the telling of these heroes was grand indeed, my friends. For they vanquished the Cragmaw Goblins, keeping them from ever coming back. It was a great, great deed. Though word is that there was a hobgoblin warlord who started a new band of hobgoblin soldiers. But word that I've received is he negotiates with the wee good folk rather than looting and pillaging. Apparently Lady Corrin has something to do with that. As for the lovely lass Lady Corrin, she is the Lady of Fandalen, and doing a bonny job for her family, making sure that the nobles of her family line hold long into the years of history that she was the one who helped tame the frontier and establishing her fine and noble land amongst the people of Fandalen. With the aid of the Lord's Alliance and the townsfolk, they all unanimously elected her in charge, so Her kinfolk are now in charge of the people of Fandalen as well. It's a bonny thing. She's established a beautiful manor up on the hill. And it's good. For she hired the folk hero as constable. I hear tales that she was hired as the constable and she managed to recruit a militia to go find that vile worm, Venomfang, who had taken up in Thundertree. Word is, the militia helped her. And, that'll just be a tale for another time, lads and ladies. So, what else do you want to know?
Uncle Gundren, tell us about the halfling, Tilda.
Oh, that wee little sprite with a little tinkle in her eye. She's a handful. From what I heard, she was hired as an investigator by Lady Corlin. Her job now is to find missing things. Though, between you and I think Lady Corlin hired her merely to make sure things wouldn't go missing. Oh, she's a cute little one. Bonny cuteness with the little rosy cheeks and oh, what sweet honey biscuits she brings. And just remember, when you see her next, tell her that Uncle Gundren likes the honey biscuits. And just because I'm getting a little round in me girth, doesn't mean I shouldn't be eating more honey biscuits.
Uncle Gundren, tell us about Uncle Thrain.
Oh, your Uncle Thrain, the great and powerful cleric of the wandering traveling god. He is a fine and shining example of dwarven kind. From what I heard, he decided to go on a pilgrimage in honor of the wandering god. His pilgrimage has taken him far and wide in the land, and he has brought the god's blessings and the god's healing power to those who needed it, all the while staying a humble man with his flail. And he still, believe it or not, has been monkeyed with the name Skull Crusher, even though he tries to not tell anyone about his exploits when he was a member of the Unlikely Fellowship. So, I'm seeing it's getting on in the evening, little ones. It should almost be time for bed. You want to get some good sleep before we have to start working again in the forge tomorrow. So, I'll tell you one more little snippet, but it's got to be a fast one.
Uncle Gundren, tell us about the salty elf. Is he really salty? Or is it just a nickname?
Oh, the salted elf. That one there's a wee interesting fella. Some say he's king of the dragon cults. Others say he's a necromancer amongst the red wizards of Thay. But no one can truly know where he's gone off to. For you see, the salted elf, when he traveled, he seemed to be in search of a magical book that he said he heard word of from a banshee. That where that book would be found, no one knew, but he would find out. Some days I think the salted elf is probably still picking through ancient tombs and dungeons of long forgotten kingdoms, trying to find some magical book. Though, word is that he may have found his end with the dragon cults, with the cleansing of Thunder Tree, which is now a nice, beautiful, prosperous place. But now that you wee lads and lasses have to go to bed, I'll be telling you the story of Galen the folk hero, with her strong oaken bow, and the might of the militia Fanalin behind her, and the twinkle of Tilda the rogue helping her in her fine fight against the green worm Venomfang. For that is a tale for another time, lords and ladies, and you have to bid us adieu. So, off you go, little ones, and enjoy your evening, and have fantasies of treasures, dungeons, and dragons. And know that the Unlikely Fellowship, wherever they may be, will always be out there looking after what needs to be done. Whether it's slaying of dragons, freeing of dungeons, saving travelers, or even vanquishing a foe by making them a friend. And remember, the Unlikely Fellowship will go down in the books of history in the words of bards forever.
Hey guys, this is Jim from Creative Play and Podcast Network, and I'd just like to say thank you for listening to Season 1 of D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, and getting to share and enjoy the D&D starter set with us as we did it. And I just gotta say thank you for my players, because you guys were epically awesome with the way that you rolled with these NPCs and managed to make them completely, uniquely your own characters. And I'm really looking forward to showing you guys Part 1 of Princes of the Apocalypse. Hope you guys enjoy it. And always, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons. And